The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you look at the exit polling for the 2024 election, what you'll see is that every single minority moved toward Trump. And what you're seeing right now is that trend is continuing. Van Jones from CNN sat down with three black folk and they were talking about if they regret voting for Donald Trump. Their answer was perfect and Van Jones' reaction was perfect. As always, guys, please like and subscribe so that I can afford a hair transplant. Here we go.
If you had to do it all over again, would you vote for Donald Trump again, yes or no?
Yes, I would. Mm-hmm. Now, in the future, I am not a diehard Democrat or a diehard Republican. If there were a Democratic candidate who was more aligned for me, then I would vote Democrat.
If you go back in time, would you vote for Donald Trump, yes or no?
Yes.
I think I might know the answer on this next one.
Yes. It's immediately yes. No, I'm sorry.
If you had to do it all over again, would you vote for Donald Trump, yes or no?
1,000% absolutely yes.
That's good stuff. It's good. The first girl, you can really, she really describes kind of the data that we're seeing right now when it comes to black voters. They are breaking out of the monolith. The monolith that the Democrat Party had just does not exist anymore. The black vote might swing huge from election to election. I'm not saying Republicans have it locked down. By no means do they. And again, that girl says it perfectly. She says, I'm not really hardcore Democrat. I'm not hardcore Republican. It's just Democrats went crazy the last few years. I mean, I think they've always been crazy. I think anyone now, though, can really see they're crazy. And in her mind, Donald Trump was a lot more reasonable. That doesn't not necessarily mean that that's going to happen again in 2028. And that is a warning to Republicans to stay sane and to do what the people want. I think largely what caused black folk to leave is the trans movement and even BLM in the Democrat Party. They've woken up from that crap. And I think the Democrats have taken them for granted. This brings me to a fantastic video that I saw just yesterday. A black Republican, her name is Peyton Jackson, had an epic moment when talking to Democrats about black folks and voting. It's gone completely viral. It's all over. So without further ado, here it is.
When I first announced my run for Congress, I had this random white woman, liberal, walk up to me and ask, well, what about you isn't Democrat? To which I responded, well, besides my skin color, what about me is Democrat? And it was at that very moment that she realized that God gave her enough common sense to ask me about my values. Now, don't get me wrong, I was raised to vote Democrat down the ballot. So when I first started, I would say things like, oh, I'm a Republican, but I'm not a conservative. But now I know all too well, I am a full-fledged, hardcore conservative, and I'm proud of it. I mean, my favorite saying is I was born black, not Democrat. But in all seriousness, whenever I began to think for myself politically, the choice was easy. I mean, why would I want to belong to a party whose mission is to infringe on the Second Amendment as if a criminal would ever participate in something like a mandatory buyback? Why would I want to belong to and endorse a godless party? Because there is no such thing. And I mean, no such thing as a trans child. We have confused children and sick enabling adults. Why would I want to belong to a party that takes pride in shedding innocent blood? Number one, as if that's not what God hates. Number two, as if there's not a black market for baby organs. And number three, as if abortion clinics didn't start in the hood. Because if you think Trump is bad, you should research exactly who Margaret Sanger was. But speaking of the black community, why would I want to belong to a party who's responsible for the foundation of the Triple K? But it's not just that. Supposedly in the 1900s, the party switched, right? But what never changed, what I noticed never changed, is Democrats' love for immigration and how they have always prioritized that over the black community. I mean, imagine every single Democrat leader helping you joke about what a black job is in 2024, exposing your ignorance on 1924 and how imperative the Immigration Act of that year was, how it was all reversed in 1965 with the Hart-Celler Act, how Congress refuses the advice of the Rockefeller Commission and the Hesburgh Commission, and how to this day they refuse to adopt the Barbara Jordan blueprint, validating every single thing that Dr. Claude Anderson spoke of generally, but specifically what Mrs. King spoke of in 1991 with her letter to Congress. Now, look, I'm not saying that the Republican Party is perfect. No, nobody's perfect. What I'm saying is I saw with Malcolm X when he said that the liberals were the worst thing that could ever happen to the Western Hemisphere, but y'all ignore that, just like how y'all ignore LBJ saying, and I quote, "I'm going to have Negroes voting Democrat for the next 200 years, and by God, 60 years later, I see no sign of recourse, but rest assured, your vote is your voice, even if it is a whisper."
Super awesome. She's fantastic. She reminds me of a young Candace Owens. Like when I first got into politics, maybe 8 years ago, I feel like that is the kind of stuff that Candace Owens was doing. Obviously now she's super anti-Semitic and, you know, doesn't believe in the moon landing. But what she does, Peyton Jackson, in that is so simple and so good. It's that she just asks one simple question that I think a lot of black folk are asking. What has the Democrat Party done for my community? And I think that's a very fair, I'm not one of those people that believes that politicians are going to solve your life. I think that's a horrible worldview. But I do think it's fair to hold a party accountable. And for anyone to just look, it doesn't have to necessarily be race. A lot of people, you know, they live in communities and race tends to be the biggest factor around them. That's a thing that kind of links them together, but it could be religion or anything else. You should ask yourself, what has this party done for me? And if it's the Republican Party or the Democrat Party, I don't care. If they're not actually providing value to you, you should ditch them. No one's forcing you to do it. And again, for Peyton Jackson, upon reviewing it, you see that not only has the Democrat Party done nothing for black people, but they've actually done a whole lot of awful, awful things. And Peyton obviously is not the only one who sees this. I want to show you this graph. And it shows the trend of black folk voting for Republican versus Democrat over time for each election. It's really fascinating. For those listening, it says Republican minus Democrat vote margins for white, black, and Latino or Hispanic voters. We're just going to focus on that yellow bar, which is black. What you see is that it was steadily going better for Republicans, and then Obama happened, which was brutal for Republicans. What you see is a 91 margin towards black folk. Or for Democrats, rather, for black folk. And then steadily since then, slowly, that kind of shroud, the Obama fame, goes away. And you see every single election, it gets better for Republicans until now it's only a 73-point margin versus a 91. So an 18-point swing. And that's just one exit poll, by the way. There was another one, I think it was from CNN, that said 70% went Democrat in 2024 and 30% of black folk went Republican. And that's a huge shift. I mean, that, again, not a monolith anymore. 70% is still a large majority. I'm not saying that Republicans don't have a lot of work to do, but 30% voting for Republican is a massive group of people. And again, that's not taking into account the fact that there are other minorities involved. There's Hispanics who are almost split down the middle. And you can see that in that same graph, by the way. In that same graph, it shows Hispanics went for Obama by a margin of 44% in 2012. For Trump, it was 4% this last year, a 40-point swing. And then, of course, Native Americans, that was the big story of 2024, in my opinion, that no one's talked about, which is that Native Americans voted overwhelmingly for Trump. Most exit polls show that they voted more than 60% for Trump, and that is astounding. It's huge. The only way the Democrat Party has been able to stay afloat, if you look at the numbers, is with white, college-educated women. That is it. That's their target demographic right now. It makes sense if you look at the actual policies that they're pursuing. It would be the kind of thing that only a white educated lady would care. So the two best things that Republicans could do to win more elections if they're looking forward to 2026 or 2028 is send their daughters to private church schools and don't go, not UC Berkeley, don't take them there. don't take them there to get radicalized and turn into this group. The other thing they can do, and I've said this from the very beginning, from the beginning of this channel and this show, is Republicans need to reach out to minorities, especially Hispanics. You see that 40-point shift? That's huge. And Trump has done an excellent job. He's done fantastic. The next Republican nominee has got to do the same. In other polling news, guys, Chuck Schumer had one of the worst gaffes I have ever seen from him when he was asked about the Democrats' record low approval rating. Here we go.
The polls this week show Trump has the lowest 100-day approval rating since they started polling 80 years ago. The lowest. Yes.
There was a poll out today that has your approval rating lower than any other congressional leader at 17%. Are you concerned that you may be a liability for your party?
Polls come and go. Our party is united. We're on our front foot. We're stepping forward, going after Trump, and having real success.
Whoopsies. And this is the thing, guys. Here's the deal. If you care about the polls, then care about the polls. That's fine. I am one of those people who cares about the polls. Because here's my thing. If the polls give us some semblance of where people are, otherwise, we're just guessing. Like, we really don't know. And whatever. If you just want to guess, you can. But in my position, as someone who talks about politics, I can't just guess. I have to make informed decisions. I use the polls to make an informed decision about who would win the election in 2024. And I was pretty much spot on. Because it turns out polls do help a little bit. And even though the numbers on polls aren't necessarily accurate, what they do is they show the momentum in the country. So in other words, if Trump has like a 50% approval rating today, and then in a month from now, he has a 45% approval rating, we can reasonably assume that the political momentum is against him. I don't really know. Maybe the polls are skewed left. Maybe those numbers are off, but we can see where the momentum is. On the other hand, if you don't trust the polls, fair enough. I got no problem with that, really. But don't act like Chuck Schumer. Like, they just matter sometimes, but then they don't matter other times. And you see this from the left a ton, but you also see this from the right, and it does really shoot confidence, I think, in the right. I don't think people like it, the independents, even the conservative Democrats, which they're not many anymore, but the kind of minorities that have gone over from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party, they see stuff like this and they don't like it. What you'll see is Republicans basically doing exactly what Chuck Schumer just did, reposting like a New York Times poll that has Trump with great approval rating and saying he's awesome, this is fantastic, everything's going great. And then they retweet a poll from the exact same platform that is poor, and they talk about how it's BS. And it's like, guys, you got to be consistent. You could say they're always BS. I got no problem with that. I can see why someone might say that. There's some evidence for that. Otherwise, no one trusts you at all, and you end up like Chuck Schumer with a 17% approval rating. And I think everyone can agree that sounds about right. If you guys enjoy reading, I wanted to introduce you to my book, A New Cult. It's up on the bookshelf over there. I talk about how Chuck Schumer and the left have devolved into a cult, and they do some crazy, crazy stuff. I reveal some nuts stories. I know you'll enjoy reading it. I had a great time writing and researching it. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching this video, everyone. Please like the video and subscribe to my channel so other great patriots like yourself can see this video. Thank you so much, and you can watch another video right here.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Sherwin-Williams summer sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.